This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. So I don't know about you guys, but I get a reminder or a little notification on my phone telling me how many hours I have spent on screen time that week. And I've been actually going down just because I've been so busy and I'm on my laptop or I'm on my computer. But it gives you a reminder, my iPhone does, on how many hours I've been on the phone for a week. Now, I'm at the age where I want to protect my eyes. I don't want to get any more farsighted than I am, where I'm needing reading glasses more and more. I don't, especially since I started out as being nearsighted. And I want to enjoy my kids while I still can, and not all the BS on my phone. But time and time again, you hear people say we're addicted to our phones, we're addicted to our phones, we're addicted to social media, we're addicted to being online, and it is worse than substance abuse. Now, studying dopamine, which, by the way, a book is going to be coming out with my co-author, CJ Kalika, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be awesome. But studying dopamine and studying addiction and other things that relate to social media, it absolutely can be as addictive as substance uses and drugs and tobacco and nicotine and alcohol, because it does play on our brain. It plays on our reward centers. And there's also some very subliminal manipulation that we don't realize. But the problem is society now almost demands that we are able to access this. Look at what happened with the Maui fires. You know, they said, well, we said, or there was some mention of a text or emergency broadcast system through the phones. Well, if the cell towers are down, you're not going to get it on the phones. You're going to need to require an AM radio or some other way to be able to hear either sirens or get the emergency broadcast system. And so society is almost now, like with our Amber Alerts, with our weather updates, with our news updates, everything comes on the phone. I don't hear a siren outside. Nobody knocks on my door. I don't get a phone call because I don't have a landline anymore, because I stopped spending money on that because it was all about my phone. So we live in a society right now where our phones are our main form of communication. I have a friend whose mother is older and doesn't have a cell phone, and she wants to text and she wants to be able to communicate with others, but you know, she doesn't have a cell phone, and it involves you paying for a cell phone, having a cell phone, carrying it around. It's almost like society now has shifted everybody to tech, which, tech wins. Tech probably planned this from the outset, got us hooked on these phones. Same thing with social media. Social media is now where people get their news. Now that there's so many different news stations, and some are right, some are left, some are overly biased, some I don't even know what the hell they're covering, the average person says, I'm just getting my news from Facebook or from Instagram or from Twitter. So if society is now expecting you to get your news from social media and find out, some individuals said they found out about the fires on social media because people in Maui couldn't call them. Well, then now we're hooked, and maybe not hooked from a addictive standpoint, but we're hooked because that's what society is now limiting us to. So, I look at it as, if you don't need your cell phone for communication and to look at the news, then you really don't need to be on it. I understand our games are on it. I understand our movies are on it. I'd rather we go out to the movies and help out the theaters and, you know, help out local economy. But try to look at what it is you use your cell phone for. And if you can, the key to any sort of dependency is, can you live without it? Me, I could not live without a phone because that's how the media reaches out to me. That's how my contacts reach out to me. That's how work reaches out to me. But if we lost our phone, is there any other way somebody could reach out to you? Do you have an email? Do you have a landline? So look at what you're doing and see if, for some reason, if a cell tower went out or you lost your phone or somebody stole your phone, would you be able to survive or would you completely melt down going through withdrawal? And if you can't function without something, such as a phone, etc., you might be in trouble. Also, have a plan with your bosses or with your employees or coworkers and with your family members, saying, if I don't answer you back, maybe it's because I don't have a phone. Maybe it's because I'm out on a trip. Maybe it's because I'm on a boat. Maybe it's because I don't have cell service. What's your plan B? How else will you reach out to me? But do I think social media is a sickness? I think it's sick if that's our source of news, especially if it's biased and if it comes with so much commentary and opinion that we're not able to get our basic news. But if that's our only way out to the outside world, people are not going to give that up. And as we've seen, now we have even more social media platforms. We have what now? Threads, Snapchat, Instagram, Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook. I think Facebook wanted to do a Meta virtual. In fact, when I play my Oculus, people want to reach out to me and communicate with me. If I'm playing my Oculus, I don't want to talk to anybody. They even asked to videotape. Can we videotape you playing? No. Why would you want to videotape me playing? Right now, that's what tech is about because they get to sell. And yes, we are very vulnerable to the marketing ploy. But I don't care if you use social media. I don't care if you use your phone because I use my phone. What I care about is, what if you can't access it? Or what if you're in an emergency like we saw with Maui or a hurricane or an earthquake? What is your go-to? And if you've given up your landline, if you don't have AM radio, if you don't have another access to the outside world, I say we make sure we have that one. And that we make sure we are dependent on from a society standpoint. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's get right to it. We've had a lot of movies, a lot of blockbusters this summer that have been out and people have been going to and flocking to. But one movie I finally saw, because I didn't have a chance to see it before, is Sound of Freedom. And it opens our eyes to the child sex trafficking world and tragedy that is befalling millions of kids, in addition to the adult trafficking industry. And it was a movie that it's kind of hard to watch because you know what's happening to these kids, but they handle it very well in terms of not being submerged in the imagery of it, but you understand what's happening to these kids. And it's a story, it's actually a fascinating story about Timoteo. So it was the tale of, and I apologize, Jim Caviezel. He was the one in Passion of Christ. I believe he plays Tim Ballard, who is, I believe, a Department of Homeland Security officer who goes and tries to rescue a brother and sister and more kids who have been caught up in this sex trafficking ring. And the movie Sound of Freedom, I think a lot of headlines have been bashing it. They think it's supposed to be, I don't know, about a political, they made it political, but Sound of Freedom was the sound of a child being freed from the trafficker. So I'm not sure what everybody's talking about in terms of criticizing it. It's about child trafficking. I really didn't see any other messaging in there. And it's a very, very sad reality. But the movie did a very, very good job of opening people's eyes to it. I don't want to give any spoilers, but when you leave the movie theater, you're charged saying, we got to do something about this. And what's interesting about the movie is early on in the movie, they show actual footage of kids being taken, kidnapped, abducted. And you see actual video footage of this being done. And it happens in America. It happens all over the world. And, you know, some of these imageries look like it's broad daylight. Kids are playing outside. Somebody comes up, swoops up the kid and takes them. Now, I grew up being Gen X, playing outside. We played outside. We didn't come home until it was dinner time. If you didn't come home by dinner time, you get in trouble. But there was, you know, some rules laid down, but we had the freedom to go and play outside. And we had the freedom to be around other kids. Yet this industry has gotten so big, and I'm sure it's always existed, but now it involves millions upon millions of both adults and kids, that the abductions, and we still hear, you know, maybe we don't see them on milk cartons anymore because people use milk jugs, but these abductions continue. And the reason why there's a market is because you have sick, disgusting people who ask for it, either through pornography or through sex acts. And it scares me. I mean, not only is it frightening what happens to these kids, and it's frightening how all these kids and adults can be abducted and forced into slavery, but that there are individuals who don't think that there's anything wrong with it. If you do watch the movie, there's a character named Giselle. And Giselle represents, apparently this was a true story, Giselle represents a Cartagena beauty queen who apparently would ring the kids in. So not only can people just get abducted and stolen, but kind of like the Jeffrey Epstein, you know, and Giselle Maxwell, similar name, but where they use a woman to attract these kids or these teens by promising them money, promising them fame, promising them opportunities. And so you look at them and they look unassuming. They don't look evil. They don't look like they have anything wrong. They're nice. They know how to manipulate you. And then all of a sudden you find yourself trapped. And, you know, the alleged beauty queen, and again, I don't want to give too many spoilers. I mean, she was exquisite. She had a whole career ahead of her. Why would she get involved in this and be the one that helped bring these kids in? So as a parent, as an American, as a physician, yeah, as a neighbor to kids, I almost want to stand out there being on guard. But it happens. In fact, one of my very good friends years ago went into an elevator, and a man walks in, starts sizing up the daughter, and actually looked at the mom like he was going to take the daughter. Now, the mom got out of that situation, but these things, it doesn't matter if you live in Las Vegas, North Dakota, New York City, Cartagena, Bogota. These are things that can happen anywhere. And we are so naive to think that if we don't see it, it doesn't happen. And the evil that persists out there, these traffickers, whether it's cartel, whether it's just individuals acting on their own, they plan. All they do is plan. Wasn't there a kid, Ethan Peitz, who was walking to school and got abducted? This was like decades ago. And I think it was the first time he asked his mom to let him walk to school alone. And then apparently the criminal had been, the stalker had been watching for weeks. And once they found that opportunity, grabbed the kid. We're being hunted. I've said this. We're being hunted. Now, I don't want us being paranoid, walking around out there going, oh my gosh, somebody's going to grab me or grab my kid. But, you know, just because we're not in a jungle setting or we're not out in the wild and we aren't always having to look over our shoulder for a lion or a tiger or a bear, you know, to jump on us, humans are hunting us. And either they're hunting us to kill or they're hunting us to rape or they're hunting us to traffic. And I know that's a sad reality. And again, I don't know why people are bashing Sound of Freedom. I thought it was a fantastic movie, and I thought it opened our eyes to this. And I think we all need to, you know, get a wake-up call and be on the lookout. If you do see kids that are playing alone and you don't see a parent nearby, you know, maybe just kind of keep an eye out for them. Yeah, and I mean, it's going to take, you know how it takes a village? It's going to take all of us to ensure. Look at how there's been individuals saved by them in traffic, and they turn to look at the car next to them, and the teenager in the back of the car is giving hand signals to them that they need help, or mouthing the word help. And thank God they didn't ignore it, or they weren't high or oblivious. They actually called the police, checked the license plate, and got them tracked down. We are living among victims. And these victims may be at stores, may be at fast food places with their captor. And it really takes us also figuring out how to stop these pedophiles and these individuals. Some of them think they're having sex with a 21-year-old or a 25-year-old when the child, it's actually a child. I mean, you know, we have a lot of work to do. And I don't know where to begin. I know there's a lot of groups out there. Tim Ballard has, I guess, an organization, and there's multiple charities out there that help victims. But we can't ignore this stuff. And after I saw what happened with COVID, and now people are like, look, you know what, I'm just going to stay home, you do you. Now, I understand you've lost your business, the lockdowns are ruining you, but you know what, that's you, I do me. No. Okay, you know, we need good Samaritans. We need people to help. How many individuals are thinking about not going into law enforcement anymore or medicine? They're like, no, after what I saw what happened with COVID and all that, no. Why? We need individuals to put their lives out there, and maybe not so much put their lives on the line, but to be there for others. Look at how recruitment for the military is down. So I don't know how to get that feeling back, but there's a lot of people out there that need our help. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Some GOP voters in Wisconsin expressing their disappointment in former President Trump's decision to skip tonight's debate, saying that they think it's a missed opportunity. Former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta tomorrow to surrender in his Georgia election interference case. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell giving a talk this week on the U.S. economic outlook. He's expected to give the latest views on whether more policy tightening will be needed to bring down inflation. About one in every five women are mistreated while receiving maternity care, and close to a third face discrimination. That's according to a new CDC report. Much of the central U.S. dealing with an extremely dangerous heat dome. Forecasters say those temps could surpass 100 degrees in some areas from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast. Corey Myers, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this study confuses me. Apparently the headline is a study on social media said 52 doctors were responsible for spreading COVID-19 misinformation to millions in the U.S. 52 doctors. And I don't think they're including Fauci, anybody from the CDC. Remember, the misinformation flipped. What was considered misinformation early on in the pandemic got proven later, such as natural immunity may play a role. I thought that was you know, natural immunity doesn't play a role. I thought that was debunked by those of us that have common sense. But that was, to me, I thought the misinformation being spread by the government and by natural immunity plays no part. It won't do anything. If you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID. If you get the vaccine, you won't spread COVID. Again, misinformation. The masks will protect you from COVID. The mask might provide a barrier, what Fauci originally said was correct, but wear the mask and you won't get COVID. Wear the mask and you won't spread COVID. If it's not an N95 respirator, and if it's a reused mask that's wet with somebody's respiration and is already contaminated, might not work that well. So what's the misinformation and what's not? Well, apparently, they're still going by whatever was the narrative early on was still the truth. So this study, I'm really kind of shocked by this, because didn't anybody learn anything? Study published in JAMA Network entitled Communication of COVID-19 Misinformation on Social Media by Physicians in the U.S., they found in a mixed method study of high use social media platforms that physicians from across the U.S. and representing a range of medical specialties were found to propagate COVID-19 misinformation about vaccines, treatments, and masks on large social media and other online platforms that had a wide reach based on number of followers. They say the study's findings suggest a need for rigorous evaluation of harm that may be caused by physicians who hold a uniquely trusted position in society. Propagating misinformation, ethical and legal guidelines for propagation of misinformation are needed. I agree that you shouldn't have a doctor give wrong information. But when are they going to address the doctors that gave the misinformation that later got proven opposite? So when you look at their design, they used the CDC guidelines for the prevention and treatment of COVID during the study window, and the study window looked at misinformation from January 21 to December 2022. They looked at the specialties, the state licensure, and what they did is they said 42 physicians posted vaccine misinformation, propagated information more than one category, 20 posted misinformation on 5 or more platforms, major themes identified disputing vaccine safety and effectiveness, promoting medical treatments lacking scientific evidence and or U.S. FDA approval, disputing mask-wearing effectiveness, and other unsubstantiated claims like virus origin, government lies, and conspiracy theories. Now, if they are saying that a doctor saying the virus might have originated in the Wuhan lab, isn't that now what Congress is saying? Didn't the CIA and the Department of Energy conclude that with some degree of certainty? So are they talking about the doctors who said, nope, the virus came from bat soup? I don't think they are. When they're talking about vaccine safety and effectiveness, if there was any doctor who said there are no side effects to the COVID vaccine, that's misinformation. All medicines and all vaccines can have potential side effects. Even the CDC posts on their website how many deaths are being investigated in cases of myocarditis and TTP and DVT and all sorts of other issues. So I get the feeling they're not talking about the doctor who said there is absolutely no side effect. In terms of vaccine efficacy, if a doctor said this vaccine is going to protect you lifelong, that's misinformation. If they're going to say the vaccine is going to last you at least till next year, that was misproven. So, again, who are they saying were these 52 physicians disputing mask wearing effectiveness? How many people were yelled at by nurses and staff in a hospital for getting COVID, blaming that they weren't wearing a mask, and they said, no, but I was wearing a mask. I did wear a mask. How does anybody in the healthcare field think that some of the crap that people were wearing on their faces was protective? You need N95 respirators. Originally, Trump was going to have mass production. And then after he left office, I don't know what happened. But we never saw his administration or the Biden administration pass out N95 respirators. Those would have done better. But people reusing their mask that was at the bottom of their car in their pocket, that doesn't really protect a lot. That's why people still got COVID. So I'm trying to figure out who is the one that gave the misinformation, and are they still saying it's the people who said, look, guys, if you get the vaccine, you can still get COVID. Now, keep in mind, you're not going to be COVID-free. The vaccine immunity might not last. You might need a booster. You know, your mask might not protect you unless it's clean, changed out, and of a proper hospital grade. Are those the people that said it right? That's what I would think. Now, what about the medical treatments lacking scientific evidence? There have been studies that have proven and disproven ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine's role. If a medical provider is looking at the studies that show there's potential, and I even read you some of the studies, they even said this ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine should be looked at. Any doctor saying we should look at this, and I even said, ask any patient who was on Plaquenil or any patient who was on these medications prior to them getting COVID and see how they fared. If they still died like everybody else, all right, that says one thing. But if they had a minimal COVID experience and lived and you saw on the whole some better numbers, that's associative, but that might be some additional data to build on. That's not, in science, you're allowed to do that. Another thing, too, is doctors wanted to help. We were faced with something we've never seen before in medicine. And when you had individuals saying, look, here's some theories. And you had cardiologists, infectious disease doctors, family medicine doctors, pediatricians. You had individuals of all specialties want to get minds together to work on this. They were shut down. So I'd like to know who they're saying spread the misinformation. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single, and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday or the other day, we spoke about how attendance in schools are dropping and chronic absenteeism is growing. Alaska had one of the highest. You saw some high rates in Michigan, New York, if I remember correctly, Nevada, New Mexico. But it wasn't necessarily a red state, blue state sort of distribution. You know, keep in mind, Alaska has, you know, does have, you know, shorter days during the winter. You know, you would think, well, pre-pandemic versus post-pandemic, the daylight hours and the weather was similar. But some of you have reached out, and when we listed some of the reasons for some of the absenteeism, such as kids are seeing their parents not want to go to work, they don't want to go to school. They might be sick. Then rather than the parents saying, you're going, I got to go to work, I just push through it, and then I'll pick you up when I'm done with work. Now the parents are working from home. It's easier for them to, you know, say, all right, well, then just stay home. Transportation issues, safety issues, curricula. Some of you have reached out saying that private school is too expensive. And many parents are pulling their kids out of school and trying to determine how to put their kids in a private school so they feel they have more control over the curriculum. That was an interesting email I got. Others have also brought up vaccines. They don't want to vaccinate after the COVID vaccine was added to the CDC list. You know, I told you, once the CDC had recommended, and they had to, the CDC had to add the COVID vaccine recommendation to their list, because once they approved it in kids, they had to add it to the chart. It's up to the school districts to determine if it's going to be mandated. So even though the flu vaccine is recommended by the CDC for pediatric vaccination protocols, the districts take the flu shot. So it is still school district dependent, but some parents say that's a concern. A big issue also is the level of education. We are seeing major concerns with kids' math and reading scores. And when you've seen, like what happened in Baltimore or many school districts, now as part of the low math and reading scores, the curriculum shift, focus on other material, is it that the teachers, since COVID, have not been at the staffing numbers they need, so when a substitute comes in, there's a disruption of the continuity of teaching? Is it that rather than kids getting into a lot of trouble if they would not study, do their homework, and pass a test, is now the attitude, well, oh well, and are teachers just passing kids? Or are teachers finding that the parents aren't having their back, and it's not worth, you know, the struggle? There could be a lot of reasons why kids aren't passing. Is it that kids just don't care? They don't care about math. They don't care about reading. Most of these kids' lives have been about being attracted or interested to what is on the computer, or what you're about to see or play with, or what you're about to eat, rather than this is what you got to do. It's not about what you want, it's what you have to do. And we've kind of moved away from that with kids. I mean, I told my kids, you got to eat your vegetables, you got to brush your teeth, you got to take a bath, you know, you got to call grandma. I mean, these are things you need to do. Don't just, you have responsibilities. That's what a responsibility is. And you have a responsibility to your body and to your health and to your loved ones to keep yourself healthy. But maybe math and reading and schoolwork are not responsibilities anymore. But the subject coming up of private schools, that's an interesting one. Just because there's a private school doesn't necessarily mean they're not going to have the desired sex ed content or curriculum content that somebody may want. Private schools are run like a corporation. And so when a parent raises their hand and says, I'd like this, depending on how much they donate, that idea may never make it to the classrooms. And these private schools don't want their curriculum run by big donors. And so they decide what is best for kids. I think parent input is important, and I think they do listen overall. But if you want sex ed to be taught in middle school and not grade school, you know, just because a school might now be doing it doesn't mean it might not change 2 years from now. private schools could have conservative agendas, liberal agendas, and go back and forth. And then individual teachers could interject their political beliefs and opinions. So, you know, thinking that private school is going to be the ones that will be the panacea to all the math and reading and academic focus, I'm hearing some of them also have to split focus on other things as well. Now, you have a choice. At least with private school, you have a choice. Public school, you don't. That's the school in your kid's district. For you to change districts takes an act of Congress. So if you don't like it, lump it. That's the attitude towards public school. So private school gives people choices. Now, but, you know, what's being taught can always change. And, you know, I've said time and time again, schools need to teach kids a lot more than what they're teaching. And if the school day was only in the morning, in terms of the academics of being stuck at a desk with more concrete, shorter lessons, and then the afternoons was all the practical learning, I think a lot of parents would prefer the type of education the kids were getting. If all kids, by the time they're a sophomore in high school, have been exposed to the trades, like plumbing, electricians, mechanics, if all kids have been taught self-defense, have been taught first aid, medical care, the health sciences, have been taught charity, operating a business, running a business, you know how kids love when they get to sell lemonade or they get to make a business and then they love that practical learning. You do that in the afternoons. Everybody should know taekwondo or a martial arts. They should all know how to work a gym equipment. They should all know how to hike. They should know safety, survival, how to start a fire, how to fish. So by the time they're a sophomore in high school, they could survive in emergency settings and disaster settings. They can have an idea of what trade or career they might want to go into. And then make junior and senior year college. There's your free college. Junior and senior year, become an associate's degree. And don't have the kids off for 3 full months in the summer. And when people say, oh, the teachers will never go for that because the teachers want their time off. If a teacher gets to only work the mornings or the afternoons, they might consider it. But, you know, I don't think private school will be the answer because, remember, private schools still have to be run like a corporation. The 1-877-DOC-DOLLY will go away.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.